I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for stopping by. We are glad you are here, and you are going to be glad you are here because we have a really cool show planned for you. I have my friend Becky Wood in the studio with me today. Hey, Becky.
Hello, and good morning.
How are you?
You know what? I am just fabulous. I'm excited to be here, and I love Sunday mornings because I don't have to work out.
And you look fabulous, which
thank
we're
you.
Going to be talking about this. And some of you guys, if you've been following I've Decided, or have you participated in our motivational leadership conferences, you might recognize Becky's name. She was one of our speakers at our conference, I think our half-day conference last April?
Yes.
So like a year ago already.
Yes. Time flies.
Time does fly. And of course, you are a leadership trainer and coach, and you work for Bradley as an instructor and teach management and leadership. But
yes.
You were speaking to our audience about change.
I was. I actually was sharing my journey at that point and actually put a picture up on the screen, and I'll briefly kind of share that. During that time, it was kind of exciting, Kim, because I had shared about the journey about my family. And briefly, growing up and having lost your parents to cancer and having all the different family members who I lost with cancer, I really did an internal process and focused on what I needed to do to be healthy. So I started changing how I ate and started changing my exercise pattern. And I put up on that screen my 3-year journey, which was I lost 36 pounds.
At that particular time.
At that particular point. Yes.
Pounds.
So it was kind of exciting. But this journey right now that I'm on puts that, it just changes all of that because I can't imagine what happened.
I know. And it's just so crazy. And of course, our goal at I've Decided, our purpose at I've Decided is to help people achieve their goals and dreams. And so we are totally into goals and dreams. And I love success stories. Our weekly winning word this week is victory. We love to chat about our weekly winning word. And that's why, Becky, you're such a perfect guest for this show, because you said about 7 months ago, was it, that you decided to do a bodybuilding competition?
Yes. And I've never done this in my entire life. So through Bradley, I was facilitating a course, and there was a woman there, works at Caterpillar, who at lunchtime, I noticed she was taking a picture of her food. And, you know, as I'm sitting there, I said, okay, what gives? She said, I'm doing something I've never done. I'm getting ready to do my first competition. And it was a competition in May for bodybuilding. And I said, tell me more. And I wanted something to challenge me. Little did I know that my world was about to change at that point. And it's great that your word is victory, because May 4th of this year, I'm going to be competing in the Masters 50 plus, because here it is, ladies and gentlemen, I am 55 and fabulous.
Isn't that awesome? I just love that.
Masters 50 plus competition for bodybuilding. And I've never done anything like this in my life.
Becky, I mean, like, I really mean this with all sincerity. You are a rock star. Like, when I saw, I literally, my heart leapt when I saw, I just saw a post on Facebook, maybe, because, you know, John Abraham, mm-hmm. Caliber Home Loans is a business partner with I've Decided and a resource for us. And
sure.
And John has been a part of I've Decided for a few years now, and we love him and value him as that resource. But then he also puts on this show, the NGA Heart of America Natural Classic, and I
yes.
put an emphasis on natural because John is a bodybuilder as well. And a lot of people know him here in our community. But I think maybe he posted something, welcome Becky Wood.
Yes.
And I immediately, like as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so awesome. And
well,
I reached out to you and was like, we got to get you on the show.
I'm thrilled. And I will tell you, it is probably the hardest thing I've done so far. But there's a lot behind it even. I never realized how much work the individuals put into it. I'm at the gym 6 days a week. I was very fortunate. This woman who was in this class introduced me to her trainer. I have an amazing trainer. I also connected with my physician just to make sure I was healthy enough. I think that's really important. So I work at it as a three-legged stool. I decided whether I win at this competition or not, I've already got the victory.
That's right.
Because I'm already doing it. But I have to tell you, 6 mornings a week at the gym, and I have a phenomenal trainer. His name is Mark Dick at Training Domain. He makes sure that I'm doing everything in the correct form. And then I have to, my whole eating changed. So it's really an intense program.
Well, and that's what got me so excited. And I know, okay, so the listeners are out there going, don't think, Kim, for 1 second that I'm going to sign up for a bodybuilding competition. No. Okay, that's not, I don't think, it's extremely motivating, Becky, and it's an extremely inspiring story, but it's not about, trying to convince people to sign up for doing something like a bodybuilding competition. That is not what I wanted. This is not what it's about. It's about that you did something super hard. You did something that you probably thought you could never do.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And a lot of it is baby steps. So first going to the gym, and I had worked out with a trainer. I've had two really great trainers, Yvonne Greer at Power Zone and now with Mark Dick. But it's baby steps. It's making that commitment and saying, I want to be healthy. And there was a reason for that. Shortly after teaching this class and meeting this person, I have other great news because I just got engaged this past weekend.
Congratulations. That's a victory.
It's a huge victory. But my boyfriend at the time was also diagnosed with cancer. And I knew I had to focus on something for me. So that's why this was a great step. So imagine walking into a gym where you have people who are lifting huge weights. That's our first step. It might be taking that first step on a trail or riding a bike or starting to run or changing your eating habit. That's the important part. What that first step is for you.
Right. The first step could be, obviously I have to put a quick little plug because I've decided to run training starts tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
On Monday the 15th, and you just happened to trigger that thought.
Yes.
That, you know, maybe you're not exercising at all right now, or you're not really doing anything to move towards a goal that you have. That's just a good stepping stone. It is a beginner program. If you're sitting on the couch, if you're not doing anything, then the program is for you. Just a real quick shout out. You can check that out at ivedecided.org. But maybe you might, there might be someone listening, Becky, who is kind of on that journey too, where they've been living healthy and they have lost the weight, and now they're looking for something to maybe do a little more challenging, like what you were looking for.
Right. And I think it's so important to keep pushing ourselves and try different things.
Absolutely. So can you guys believe this story? 55 years old, she has decided to do this bodybuilding competition. Stay tuned. We're going to talk more with Becky. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. If you are just tuning in, I have been chatting with my friend Becky Wood, and we are talking about this really big decision she made at the age of 55, the ripe age, wonderful age of 55, to do a bodybuilding competition. And you may recognize her name because she's been one of our leadership speakers at our Motivational Leadership Conference. And she's also works for Bradley as an instructor. And she's a management and leadership instructor over there. But we are just sharing this journey and really thinking about our weekly winning word, victory, and what that means and what that means to you. And I just thought her story would be so inspiring for you, not necessarily to push you to do a bodybuilding competition for yourself, but to try something to push yourself outside of your comfort zone. And I just thought this would be great. And Becky, I know when you do something hard like this, you've got to have a good why in order to stay motivated to put the work and effort into doing something difficult. you were sharing a little bit about why your journey started, but can you just kind of share more about that?
Absolutely. So I shared this when I spoke last April at the I've Decided conference. I lost both my parents to cancer, and that really hit because we have cancer cells within us, and I changed my eating and I changed the exercise. I originally gave up carbs and I gave up some of the sugars. So last March, I had celebrated my 3-year anniversary of losing 30 pounds and I was thrilled. Then all of a sudden last year, my boyfriend at the time was diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer. And so I really was committed because I had so much experience in the cancer part, but I also know one of the things is you have to take care of you. And I knew I needed something to challenge me. So the first part was I was really going to focus on working out. And then my trainer, John Abraham, had this poster that went up about the event coming up this May. And my trainer took me over to this poster and he said, "So what do you think?" And I thought,
just put the bug in your ear.
He did. And I thought, I'm going to do it. And the statement he said is, "You've gotta want it." And that just really resonated. I think for all of us, we really have to want something. And it was a commitment that I knew I had to make for me. You have to take care of yourself. So every morning at usually around 4:45, my alarm goes off. And I have to tell you, Kim, you know, you're a runner. You know this. When it's raining, you don't want to get up.
Right. Like this morning.
When we had that vortex and it was snowing, I didn't want to get up.
Right.
My alarm goes off. I don't want to. There are times where I am so extremely sore. And I have a great sports massage therapist and I go to. But that voice of his, but now it's become my voice. I want to want it. My faith comes out too. I have a verse that I've applied to this that is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that really pushes me. So I took baby steps. And I love that you're talking about that you have a run that you're going to be doing. And I'm circling back to that because you have to take baby steps. You have to start off small. And that's really what I did. And that's been the exciting part. I can do little things. And the exciting part, if you followed on Facebook, was a couple of weeks ago, I did a leg press up 250 pounds.
Whoa.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, I absolutely couldn't believe it. And if somebody would have said 5 months ago that I was going to be doing that, I would have said absolutely no.
Isn't it amazing what you can do? And that's, you know, I say that all the time about running marathons. I've ran 5 marathons and, you know, I didn't start running till I was in my 30s.
Yeah.
And if someone would have told me in my 20s, you're going to run a marathon one day, I would have laughed. I mean, I couldn't run from my door to the mailbox.
No.
It's just something what your body can do.
Yeah. Well, and I've had to have things explained to me because I'm not a bodybuilder. And I watch because I have to have an understanding of what some of the muscle groups are. I don't know what they are. I don't know what the form is. So, you know, I would walk in and watch these people with 20 and 30 pound weights. And here I am with a 5 pound weight. That's kind of that insecurity that I had. And now that I'm in there, anytime somebody new comes into the gym, I make sure I say hi and how do you do? But there's this accomplishment one step at a time. But I'm also human. I'm exhausted. I don't want to go some mornings. But then there's other mornings when I think I get to do this because it's a victory in myself. And that is the beauty about our human body. We can do things if we put our mind to it.
That's right. That's why we say, I've decided because I can.
That's beautiful.
Isn't it? Because
yes.
You can decide to do something and take that leap of faith no matter what it is. And that, you know, that's what I love about I've Decided is that we want to go alongside of you and help you achieve those goals and dreams, whatever that might be. And if you haven't joined our community yet, I want to take this opportunity to encourage you to do that as well. Just check out our website, ivedecided.org. Check out all the amazing benefits that you can have as a part of our community. And one of them, obviously, is coming to our motivational leadership conferences and meeting people that are motivating and inspiring, like Becky Wood.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you know, you are, and this is your field. And that's the other thing I thought, too, Becky, is that when I saw that, I said, look at her. She is a leadership coach and instructor. Mm-hmm. And what kind of wonderful example you're setting to put yourself out there, to do something hard, to push yourself outside of your comfort zone. And now you've got a really just another story to add to your
It has been so extremely challenging because not only is there the 6 days a week of going to the gym, my whole eating has had to change because everything has to be clean. And that was one of the biggest things that trying to eat healthy for the last 3 years, but then having that whole transition change of how I've had to eat and how I will continue to eat up until the competition day.
Well, that's just the thing, because there is a difference between eating healthy is one thing.
Correct.
I eat healthy most of the time.
Yes.
Eating healthy is one thing. Eating to train for a competition, that's a whole nother story in itself.
It's a whole different level. It's a whole different level trying to explain to somebody.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to talk about that, because I know some of the listeners are probably thinking, yeah, what do you get to eat when you're, you know, training for a bodybuilding competition? Which, by the way, I do want to give a shout out to, you mentioned John, yes. John Abraham. He is one of our business members and has been a huge supporter of I've Decided. He is over at Caliber Home Loans and helps us with buying our homes, but he's also been a bodybuilder his entire life. And he has an event that he puts on every year right here in the Peoria area. And it's the NGA Heart of America Natural Classic, which happens on Saturday, May 4th, which is where you will be competing at. And so you can get tickets to that. You can come out and enjoy if it's something that, you know, if something has been intrigued in you and you're thinking, you know what, if Becky can do it, I can do it too.
Absolutely.
I would encourage you to come on out and check it out. But we'll be right back after this break. We'll talk more to Becky about this in a minute. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We are so glad that you are joining us this awesome Sunday morning. I am in the studio with my friend Becky Wood, and we have been really just talking about her journey into this bodybuilding competition. And of course, I mean, Becky's got a lot going on outside of this bodybuilding competition. You obviously do. You're an instructor over at Bradley, teaching management leadership, and you're also a coach. So before the break, we were kind of diving in a little bit to the eating.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm sitting here as a certified nutritionist. I know what has to happen in order for you to get to a place to compete. But I bet a lot of people might be curious, what is she eating? What is she doing? And
sure.
And how do you survive? Because, like you said, you go out to dinner and just share a little bit about that.
So let me take you on that part of the journey that you really don't realize. Not only am I going to the gym 6 days a week, but I have to prep my food. I have really been blessed because there's two other women who have just become my dear, dear friends that are also competing. The one who I met last year, Kayla, who is again competing this year. By the way, she won last year and went pro. So she's competing this year. And then the other one is Charity. Charity is actually one of my trainers, but she's competing. We text all the time. I prep my food on Sundays, and I love Aldi, and I love my little Walmart, but I live on fish. I live on my greens. I live on my egg whites. So I prep my food on Sundays, and then I have to take it all with me to work. I have stuff in my car. I have stuff in my purse, the little packets of tuna. On spring break, I went on an all-inclusive, and I had talked with my travel agent. I had talked with the people at the all-inclusive about how I had to have my food prepared. And here's what we don't realize. We don't realize how many oils or butters or all the seasoning. And if you don't ask, you don't know. So a good friend of mine here in town, when I go to his restaurant, he's great about, hey, let me make it a special way. So understanding that part of my job is going out to eat with people. So I have found myself kind of backing out right now, or I take a packet of tuna with me, which really looks kind of silly. But everything counts when you're in what's called the cutting or shedding stage. And it all makes sense. But there's another element, especially with all the processed foods that we eat. And that was the part I gave up the first time, was trying to eat as healthy as I could because that's what cancers feed on.
Right.
So looking at all of that, I eat 5 times a day. I usually kick off with, I have egg whites and just probably a quarter of a cup of oatmeal, but now I'm down to 3 tablespoons. Then I have 3 ounces of a fish and a green vegetable. And then at lunch, I have 3 ounces of another fish and a green vegetable, and then 3 ounces, and then 3 ounces. I drink about a gallon of water, and that will be kicked up again. And everything keeps moving. Before that, I did have more carbs, but then as we get closer, that kind of gets going. Somebody asked how much weight I've lost, and it's been almost 20.
Since you started this training.
Since I've started this training. Yeah. So I've gone down in sizes, and what you can't see here on radio is when I first got here with Kim, I have a suit on just because I'm teaching today at Bradley, and I have gone down to a size 6, and it's just kind of a funny because it's actually big. I meet with my doctor to make sure my BMI is correct, and I have, again, that 3-legged stool. Here's what I wasn't expecting, though. I wasn't expecting that, you know, sometimes we see people who might be overweight in our head, or we might have a conversation with somebody and think, oh, wow, they're a little overweight. I wasn't expecting for people to come up and make comments and say, okay, I'm 5'9". Oh, you're too thin. Oh, you should not lose any more. And some of them have been just downright rude. That I wasn't expecting. And I'm doing something positive and I'm doing something healthy, but people can be not nice.
Isn't it amazing? And I think that happens to a lot of us when we, I call them dream crushers.
Yes.
I know that sounds a little harsh, but it's true. And sometimes those dream crushers can be people that we love and people who love us, and they don't even mean to. It's like I shared an example when I was speaking at one of our conferences. I'm like, I don't tell my mother a lot of things that I'm going to do. Mainly because she loves me dearly, and she's always worried that I work too much, or she's always worried
yep.
that I'm going to overdo something. You know, if I say, Mom, I'm going to train for another marathon, she's like, oh, honey, you don't need to do that. You're going to get too thin, or you could hurt yourself.
Right.
You know, she doesn't mean to. So a lot of times it just comes from people that care about us even.
Yeah.
They don't realize,
yeah.
you know, because we really just need to be cheerleaders for people, don't we?
Yes.
We just need to say, you go for it. That is
yes.
so awesome.
It's kind of interesting because as Michael was going through his chemo, I had a lot of people ask about him, but not a lot of people ask about how's the bodybuilding going? And there's different levels, and John will be able to you know, talk about it. And I challenge people. I didn't know a lot about it. In the women's level, there's different levels from novice to experienced. By the way, I'm a novice, just so we're all clear on that. I'm in the master's 50 plus because I am 55 and excited. I met a woman who's 72 and been doing this for 8 years. I love it.
Well, and there was one of the ladies that John had speaking last year at the event.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name, but she's a national bodybuilder. She didn't start till she was in her 50s.
Yeah. And I love this part. Somebody said, is this the only time I'm going to be doing it? And I don't think so. I think this is something that I'm going to enjoy, just like a runner is going to enjoy. And I seriously hope people decide to do something for their health, for longevity. We get one chance at our body in what we put into it and what we do with it. And that's the part that I love about this. I don't like working out every day. It kills me sometimes when I leave. Today was leg day, and I'm going to tell you, tomorrow I'm going to be sore, but it's a good sore, and I'm stronger every day. So I come back to your word. I have victory no matter what happens May 4th. I have victory with what I'm eating, and that's the exciting part. And to those people who say those not kind words, there's a part of me that wants to look and say, well, darling, you could lose 10 pounds, but I don't. And I say, well, I depend on my trainer and my doctor. We've got it covered.
Right. And it's something that is important to you. And obviously, like you were sharing, losing both of your parents to cancer,
yeah.
if that's not a motivator. And, you know, I understand that close. My sister was just diagnosed with cancer, and there is the fear factor that is a part of when someone that close to you, whether it's a parent or a sibling, and now all of a sudden you're like, oh my, this is my bloodline. I mean, this is my sister. You know, we're mm-hmm. genetically very similar. Mm-hmm. And you start thinking those thoughts. And I'm sure you thought that about with your parents as well.
Well, and my parents, my sister, my brother, I've had it. There's so many in it. I had the genetic testing because of it. So when you look at all of the things that is in our food and how things are processed, what we eat, how we take care of our body is our only part we can do that we can have victory over, and we can decide to make a difference every day.
Absolutely. And I love that. And I love that, like you said, there's victory in the process.
Absolutely.
Victory in the process. So hang with us, folks. We'll be right back in just a moment. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to our I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of the show today. I am in the studio with Becky Wood, and we are chatting about this amazing decision that she made about 7 months ago. She decided to compete in a bodybuilding competition at the ripe, young, beautiful age of 55.
That's right.
And I mean, obviously, you're rocking it, girl. You look 35. I'm not even kidding. Your glow and everything. And I know it's because you're eating so clean, and we were just discussing that. But I was thinking, well, gosh, we're in the middle of April.
Yes.
You're almost there. You've been doing this for 7 months, and you can see the prize.
It's coming up close. So in 23 days, no, not that I'm counting down, in 23 days is the event. This will be my first event. There's a lot of things that you don't realize about it as you're coming into it. One is you have to realize not only is there all the process of working out and then the eating, there's also the suit.
Oh.
So there's a lot of money. Those suits, it's a two-piece suit. It's all glittery, and it's very skimpy because everything is about showing the body and what you've worked on. There's four different categories for the women. I am doing what's called body figure, but there's body bikini, body physique, and then the full-scale body building. And I'm not in that. I'm just body figure, which is just going to show definition. And then you also have the night before, which, you know, they all have to have that spray tan, which makes everybody, and it shows all the muscle is what
right.
It does. John runs a great show. There's a polygraph to make sure that there's no cheating.
Because it's a natural
it
show.
It is
talk
natural.
About, yeah, all natural. There's no drugs in the show.
No,
he
nothing.
Does the polygraph, the drug screening for
correct.
It?
Correct. Everything. Which, you know, coming in as a newbie, I was like, what is that for? And my trainer explained, this is to make sure everybody is in the same lane, you know, same wave of what they're doing. And because it's all natural, it's a pure sport. These people have worked out, and I now get it. You want to be able to show that. And it's really exciting because you're going to see some of the best up there that are competing. Then there's also the part, it's not just working out all the time. You have posing coaches. So I have been in training with my trainer, but I've also been in training with three other trainers for posing. And that means, how do you really accentuate those best muscles? And let me tell you, when you're learning that, I'm going, what best muscles? How do I know? So you're learning those, and then you learn what's called a T-walk. And you have to learn how to inhale. And this is the part that I would have had no idea. That work up on that stage is the harder part because you might have to stand with a bunch of your competition and be in a pose for up to 2 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And you also have to flex that muscle and breathe all at the same time.
And look right and not look like it's causing any.
Smile. And did I also mention you're in probably a 3 to 5 inch platform heel?
Wow.
It's really an intense day.
It is so, and I just keep coming back to the investment of work and time. And
yes.
I want, so, you know, again, I'm working in the industry and losing weight myself and knowing how hard that is and understanding what it takes to maintain healthy weight. And then I've always, always admired bodybuilders.
Yeah.
I think that's why I admire John so much, you
yeah.
know, John's our age, too. We won't share his
yeah.
actual age
nope.
without his
nope.
permission. Although, you can. You're going to get to see John Tuesday. We're going to be over at Wildcat
yeah.
Studio. We're going to go live on Facebook, and then that'll air on ITV Broadband on Channel 17 on the cable channel, if you have that. And So I'm excited. We're going to have Becky and John.
Yes.
So
yes.
You can see John. But I just always admired people who bodybuild because I know, although I've never done it, because right. I really haven't ever felt like I had the ability to do something so hard because I realize how hard it is. And I think that's why when I saw you were doing it, I just was like so fired up. I'm like, oh my gosh, look at her go. This is an everyday, ordinary woman. Not someone who lives in the gym every day, which
no.
is what you would expect when it comes to bodybuilders.
Right, right.
This is a working woman,
yes.
a businesswoman who goes to work, who has a grandma,
yes.
all these things,
yes.
doing this.
Yes. And it's kind of interesting because somebody who actually one of the trainers said, now she understands what it is when you're up on that stage. Because of how much intensity it actually takes. Because the judges will have you move. They have such really strenuous guidelines for what they're looking for in each of the different categories. There's two different times that go. In the morning, that's when you're really judged. And then the evening for the show is when you find out. So it's kind of an exciting thing. But boy, is it exhausting. And I know I'm going to be exhausted, but it's like planning for that race. And that's why I'm really excited that you're getting ready to do your run.
I know. And you know, that's tomorrow. So okay, listeners, if you've been motivated to do something, but maybe you're thinking,
hopefully this can motivate them.
Yeah. You might be thinking, I'm never going to be a bodybuilder. I'm not going that far in. But hey, if you want to do something, it's your opportunity. You can hop over to ivedecided.org right now. Don't think about it. Just do it. Sign up for our I've Decided to Run. It starts tomorrow. It's an outdoor beginning. It's a total beginner. If you can walk, you can do this. Because
Perfect.
We start walking. We literally, on the first day, I think we run for 30 seconds. I mean, like, you can do anything. We can hold our breath for 30 seconds.
Absolutely.
You can run for 30 seconds.
Absolutely.
And from there, we just gradually build up every week. And that was the point of this show. The point of this show was to showcase, if you will.
Sure.
Becky, you, this working, amazing woman who, like many of us, are busy.
Uh-huh.
You know, oh, yeah. I'm so busy. I'm too busy. How could I ever go work out every day and take
right.
the time?
Right.
We're all so busy,
yep.
right?
Yep.
But yet you are doing it. You're victorious.
It's a victory. Absolutely. And what's exciting about it is you're going to have people there. They're going to come alongside them and help them get started. And I think that's one of the most important things. I used to throw my gym clothes in my car. And when I would finish work, I would think of every reason why I couldn't go to the gym. And so for me, getting up in the morning is the best way.
Right.
The element you have is setting that goal and making that commitment and deciding because you can do it. And that's the exciting part.
You can. Whatever it is that you want to achieve, you absolutely, positively can do it. But I do want to add, with accountability.
Absolutely.
You have a trainer.
I do.
You have coaches.
Yes.
You didn't start out. You didn't go all in 3 years ago from needing to lose some weight to joining up for a bodybuilding. You just started out making some positive changes.
Correct.
And that's what it's all about.
That's absolutely what it's all about.
Yay. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you. Keep
all
making
right.
a difference.
We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?